take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Just very, very quickly, James chapter 1, verse 21. It says, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. We have been dealing on the subject of the word of God for overflowing grace and glory. And tonight, just before we cross over from August into September, give the Lord a big clap of hand. It's the very last day of the month of August. What are the things that could be the hindrances to effective access to the word of God? Just before we receive the ministration of the choir, what are those things that can hinder us from accessing the word of God? Number one is an unclear conscience and unrighteousness. When the conscience is not clear, it will be hard to receive from the word of God. Kenneth Hagin calls the conscience the voice of the human spirit. The voice of your human spirit, the voice of your heart that tells you are doing well or you are not doing well. When that is not clear, it will be hard to receive anything from God, and including receiving anything from the word. That was James chapter 1, verse 21. Lay apart all filthiness, whatever makes the conscience unclean. Number two is arrogance and pride. A life that is filled or full of arrogance will be unable to receive anything. Nobody can teach an arrogant person, not even God. Arrogance is the foundation for ignorance. The arrogant will always end as the ignorant. The allowance of arrogance is the allowance of ignorance. When you are not teachable, you are not reachable. You are not teachable, you are not reachable, either by man or God. He said, receive with meekness the engrafted word that is able to save your soul. Those who are so proud physically, so ostentatious, so braggadocious, they are so limited in insight, limited in light. The meek will he always teach in judgment. The meek will he guide. Psalm 25 and in verse 9 and in verse 12 as well. The meek will he guide in judgment. The meek will he teach his way. Arrogance, pride. So when we come before God and we are behaving like we know everything, then we are doomed because we will know nothing. Number three is worldly cares. Worldly cares. Worldliness and worldly cares. You remember this parable of the seed, one by the wayside, one on the thorn, and one by on the rocky ground, and then the other one on the thorn. In Matthew chapter 13 and in verse 22, Matthew chapter 13 and in verse 22, he said, he also that received seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. The care of this world. When a person is too worldly, too vain, too earthly minded, mind is filled with earthly things, carnal things, permanent focus on pleasurable things, it becomes difficult to either receive the word or even for the word to be productive. Because in a short while, pleasure, entertainment, this and that. And all the cares of the things, they struggle to be like everybody. The struggle to acquire, the struggle to be this and that, makes it impossible to receive anything from the world. That's why I say, seek first the kingdom of God. Let God be first. Let God be your focus. And then every other thing shall be added unto you. You come to the point in your life where nothing of this world means anything in terms of worldly possessions or acquisitions. But your passion is God and your pursuit is God. Then he will open your eyes to the world. And then what people are chasing after, what people are struggling for, comes for you naturally, naturally, naturally. Number four is joylessness and praiselessness. Joylessness and praiselessness. Isaiah chapter 12 and in verse 3, it says, therefore with joy you shall draw water out of the wells of salvation. You draw water out of the wells of salvation with joy, out of the wells of redemption. You draw water out of the wells of redemption. You draw water out of the wells. In 2 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15, we saw how a man began to play on the instrument. Praise was flowing, and then the word of the Lord came upon Elisha, and he began to speak and prophesy because he received. Joy is a ventilator of the spirit. Joy is a ventilator of both the spirit and the mind of man. Joy is like the way you open a window for fresh air to come in. When you release joy and you release praise, you have opened the windows, the access, the channels of your spirit, the channels of your heart to receive the things that need to be received. That is why every time it is time to praise, it's time to worship, it's time to celebrate God, it is also time to receive from God. There are many things that will happen tonight. We are here tonight in a songs, hymns, service where we are going to be opening the windows of heaven and receiving and receiving and receiving from the Lord the songs from his throne. And as this happens, I believe that the voice of the Spirit will come to many and the eyes of many will be opened to the word of God. There are many other things that the worship climate will do. A merry heart doeth good like medicine. Proverbs 17 and in verse 22. Healings will take place. Deliverances will take place. Psalm 32 and in verse 7. He will surround me with songs of deliverance. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Why? Because you shall compass me about with songs of deliverance. When the songs come and the climate of songs come, deliverance happens. In Acts chapter 16 and in verse 25, at midnight, Paul and Silas sang and praised God. And suddenly there was an earthquake and their captivity was terminated. There are many, many, many things that will happen in the climate of songs. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 29, you shall have a song as when an holy solemnity is kept. And then in verse 30, the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. So tonight is a night where we shall also be hearing the glorious voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 89 verse 15, blessed is he that love the joyful sound, they shall dwell in the light of your countenance. Psalm 22 and in verse 3, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. So we are in a climate of very dense divine presence, and the presence of God is called the anointing. Acts chapter 10 verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And when the anointing shows up, Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27, in that day the burden shall be lifted from off your shoulder, and the yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. So get ready. All manner of yokes shall be dismantled and destroyed tonight. Somebody say aloud, amen. I hope you're able to take down all those scriptures. I wasn't too fast. Now, Dunamis Voice International will be ministering songs that Jehovah God has given us the privilege to hear from him. Some in visions of the night, revelations of the night, either dreams or visions or revelation. Some in the climate of the spirit while worshiping. Some, all manner, through diverse channels, he caused us the ability, myself, to receive that song, those songs, and to write them, and to minister them. Some of them you have heard it just once. Some you may hear it and you think you have never heard it before. Some have never heard some of the songs before. But they are going to minister to you. Deep collect unto the deep. It came from the spirit. It's going to minister deep into your spirit. And it's going to break yokes and break chains. And get ready, because something is going to happen to you. None of those songs was heard anywhere on the earth before they came out first. And so we give the Lord the praise for his message. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as we worship the King of Kings. Lift your hands and say, Father, I come before you today. Minister to me. Help me, Lord, to receive from you in Jesus' name. You can start media on your script on the screen again. Very important.
In you, Lord, I place my Oh.
stand, just worship him. Worship him. Worship him for this awesome moment. Awesome moment in his presence. Awesome moment in his presence. Thank you for this atmosphere, climate of your presence. Fullness of joy. Pleasures forever. Thank you for relieving pressures. Thank you for refreshings. Refreshment of dry souls, dry hearts, dry lives. Thank you for release from depression, hopelessness, despair. Thank you for comfort, consolation, courage. Thank you, Father, for liberty, freedom from curses, despair, and the yokes of affliction. Thank you for bringing that woman out of the pit, that man out of the grave, that brother out of the prison. Thank you for breaking the yokes of addiction tonight. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master, for frustrating the agenda of hell, for interrupting the cycle of evil, the cycle of witchcraft, the cycle of the enemy. Mikada galaya haza, ikete sapaga lara hosi, ikete kebiru tese kebega dayala, itaratasa telepenediala. Father, thank you for a night of your visitation. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your power. Thank you for healings, for a new kidney. Thank you for arresting renal failure. Thank you for arresting hepatitis and HIV and diabetes and prostate
disease and cancers of the brain, of the uterus, of the breast. Thank you for cleansing here tonight.
In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands high. To love and love and love like you do.
But when you place your hands, you place your loving hands.
hands high. Lift the hands high. Your hands high. He's about to place that strong and loving hand on you now. Just lift your hands. Lift it high. When I say one, you bring down the hand gradually. When I say two, gradually. Three. By the time I say seven, the hand is on your head and you whisper, Jesus. With that whisper, you expect his own hand to touch your head before your own. Yours is coming on your head, but before your own will touch at that seventh count, his own touches your head. Wherein you whisper, Jesus. Lift your hands up.
Receive the touch of the Master. Receive the touch of the Master. Receive the touch of the Master. Receive, 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 receive the touch of the Master tonight. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. The Master's healing touch, liberating touch, deliverance touch, impartation touch, breakthrough touch, liberty touch, direction touch. Receive it now! We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. Wave your hands and give him the praise. It's a night like no other. Wave your hands. If we are to follow what I feel right now and the way the climate is, we might be here overnight. But I want you to, when we go home tonight, just take a little time and follow up on what is going on here tonight. Take your seat 1 minute. If anyone is under power, don't struggle with them. Just let them. If there is an encounter you want to share with us while this worship was on, or while that prayer was on, or a healing or a deliverance that happened to you, God brought you out of something,
broke a chain off your life, got a pain off you, got a growth left you, an encounter. Maybe five or so people who can take that. If there is anyone like that, just step forward here. How many of you have ever heard people spoke words over your life, against your life, and they have concluded that you will amount to nothing? How many of you ever had people wish you evil? They just wonder why you are still alive. When you place your strong and loving arms around me, you lifted me above what they said. You lifted me above what they want. There is what they said, and there is what they want. None of them could happen, because the verdict of man is not the mandate of God. I think the number in front is enough for now. We can take the rest on Sunday. Find out before you begin asking, what does God want? What does He
Yes, sir. He said, while the ministration in songs were on, please come. The one he said that was taken from Joel chapter 2 about the mighty army.
Yes.
He saw them horses in the sky, and there were beings, celestial beings, mounted on those horses, and those beings were wearing red girdles, and God's servant was amongst them, and they were holding fiery swords in their hands. And also that he saw at the four edges of this sanctuary angels mounted. And secondly, while he placed his hand on his head and whispered Jesus, he saw a dove rest upon his head.
Hallelujah. We're in these days where the forces of heaven will contend and finish with the forces, antagonizing forces on the earth. Lift up your hands and say, Father, let your flaming fire sword devastate the forces of hell around my life in the name of Jesus.
Brother Sunday said, in the course of the worship, he saw God's servant standing and administering an oath of office to an elected president, and angels stood around you and were waving a Nigerian flag and saying, greatness, greatness, again.
Say greatness, greatness,
again. Greatness, greatness, again.
Let me read something to you. There is somebody by the name Pa Elton. Anybody has heard of Pa Elton? One of the frontline revivalists that came from Britain to Nigeria. If you have his picture, you can show it on the screen. He was a missionary in Nigeria, and he affected and influenced many people, Archbishop Idahosa and several others. He had an encounter also with Apostle Babalola and those people. This is what Elton prophesied in 1986. He said, Nigerians, Nigeria, and Nigerians will be known for corruption worldwide. But the tide will turn, and Nigeria will also be known for righteousness worldwide. Many shall take hold of him that is a Nigerian, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Greatness, greatness, greatness again. I told you the time will come when the Nigerian passport will be so strong
and the Nigerian currency will be so strong again. And people will be wondering, if God can do it in Nigeria, let him do it also in our nation. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? Something unusual is coming to pass shortly in our nation. And the forces of hell will never prevail, because the platform, the other day I was saying that, we'll have conferences where 100 nations will be present. And very soon, 200 nations. Unknown to me, we already have 94 nations that have visited the Glory Dome. Already 94 nations, 94. Diverse countries of the world. And that will happen very soon. Greatness and greatness again. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Lift up your hand. Alright, these are all diverse healings. The healings are permanent and help from above in Jesus' name. Now everyone get ready for encounters overnight. In this moment, you are here tonight and you are saying to me, Pastor, I want to make my ways right with Jesus. I want to be born again. Quickly pick your Bibles and your bags and step forward here. While they are coming also, the communion will step forward, join us, communion, see what, and let's do this within the next 5 minutes so that we can be off, especially for those who are in places where they have to close. You can see that there is connection of dynamics everywhere. So we can make them close on time in places where they need to close on time. Pick up your Bibles, your bags, everywhere you are. You want to make your ways right with Jesus, to have your sins forgiven, to say, that's right, another one. Dynamis Voice International, are we considering doing classical albums or what? In their volumes. So let's just hit the road running. They have more songs in the classical style. Now, these are all classical songs. This is not all the songs. This is just classical. The department of the classical. Right? And so let's work on doing the classical albums. Just get them out. These songs, just get them out. All of them. Start coming forward. You want an addiction broken, a lifestyle you are not happy with? Pick your Bibles and your bags and quickly run forward and let's pray for you. Alcoholism, tobacco smoking, Indian hemp, masturbation, prostitution, womanizing, whatever lifestyle it is that you are not happy with and you know God is not happy with you about, quickly come forward and let the yoke be broken now. One day, time shall stand still and be no more.
And be no more.
Keep coming when all shall end.
One day,
eternity shall start. Keep coming everywhere in all locations.
Shall start for all.
But great.
One day,
oh,
just as we
can be no more,
and be no more.
When all shall end,
one day,
eternity.
right in the air.
so shall we ever be.
And so shall we.
Those in the front, place your hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward ever. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you. I declare the hold of sin broken off your life and the grace to live for God be released upon you now. In Jesus' name.